Go on, Kathy.
Yeah. We chose those locations really to reflect the main focus of the allocations. You absolutely understand that Alresford has had a number of recent planning applications, but it hasn't got allocations in the local plan, you know, significant allocations. These reflect those, so mainly around Clacton. Elmstead reflects the garden community, clearly Wheely, and also something out in Kirby Cross as well. So obviously we'll do what committee asked us to do, but that was the reason for it.
I've got several speakers still on my list to speak, so I'm going to try and rattle through them a bit, but Jeff was next.
Thank you, Chair. First of all, it's a while back, but thank you to Councillor Cuglione for those comments. Actually, they do give me a little bit more confidence than I had, but we are all aware that the government have a nasty habit of moving goalposts around all the time. Could easily happen again. With regard to Councillor Henderson's comments of item three, can I suggest that we remove the word minor? I once used a word that was somewhat abused, and I wouldn't like to see that happen again. I think Councillor Howard knows what I'm referring to. Significant, I think it was. So when we say minor adjustments, while I have absolute confidence and faith that nothing untoward would happen, can we make it a little bit more specific? That's that. Also, I think it's probably time that I probably laid forward my main case tonight, which nobody's going to be surprised that I will be speaking and mentioning the word Wheely. I'm sure you're not surprised to hear that. Chair, I'm going to have a real problem recommending this to full council, and it's not necessarily just because it's Wheely. I think, frankly, if you took any one of the villages in our district and increased it fourfold, or virtually fourfold, we should have a problem with that. I've sat here this evening, I've watched people come down and speak very passionately. People whose primary concern is their quality of life. Now, that's the very quality of life that we as councillors are supposed to protect. That's what we're here for. We speak for the people. We represent the people. We've seen very passionate statements made, and meaningful passionate statements. These are not just NIMBY people. These are not just people who don't want, you know, a few houses built at the end of their drive. Let's look at this. This is 1,425 extra houses in a village of what? 500, 600? I call it the 315. It's a 300% increase on the current village, and it represents 15% of our entire local plan for the next 17 years. 15%. I don't know how many square miles tendering is, but we are trying to put 15% of our allocation for 17 years in less than 2 square miles. Really? Are we seriously, honestly going to do that? I couldn't support that if it were in Councillor Scott's ward. I couldn't support it if it were in Councillor Howard's ward. And I certainly won't support it when it's in mine. It's a crazy idea. And let me just move on, because as I remember when we'd done the last consultation, we had some pretty pictures on the board. We had a big document. At that point, we were at 12,000 houses, as I remember. And a nice big document that had allocated the first 10,000, and actually one of the four options was to make up the last 2,000. But actually, we no longer need 12,000. We only need 10. So where did the numbers go? Whose calculator isn't working properly? This is not sensible. It doesn't work mathematically for me, and perhaps my maths is iffy. Wouldn't argue with that. But it certainly doesn't work sensibly. It absolutely doesn't work democratically. You listen to the people. It's crazy. I can't support this while we're trying to put 1,400 houses into a village that's barely 2 square miles. It's crazy.
Mark, you're next. Been a long night.
There was a small thing. I think it turned up at the last local plan when Councillor Baker was on. It was on the Wheely plan. We've got as housing allocations the council building down at Wheely. I don't think a decision's been made on that, and I thought we had agreed it was inappropriate to put it on the local plan while that decision was still pending. So, just So I was wondering why that was still showing up on there, and would it just be a bit more prudent with the ability to change it later on, should it happen? So that was that bit. And I just wanted to give my thoughts really on tonight, really. I'm well aware of the history of this local plan, and I think Mr. Crewe, who was the second speaker, and how he wanted to put the local plan through as quickly as possible, and I have huge sympathy with that. And I think while we sit here without putting that plan through, more and more villages are having exactly the same effect as Wheeling. And if we continue to prevaricate over making decisions because one is tough, two is tough, three is tough, eventually, as I already believe, this is a developer-led plan, it will continue to get worse and worse until we finally won't get a choice and we won't have any things. So I would like us to, whilst we have the ability to move it with consultation, change it with consultation, to push this forward, get the consultation under process so that we don't delay the process and keep it moving forward. And hopefully, by the time we get to that, we'll have got the right things. I don't agree with Wheeling. I think it's wrong. We've made cases for it. We will continue to make cases for Wheeling. But I do not think we should stop the process. If we stop the process, it's going to really come down on us in other villages and just create other problems elsewhere. And that's just my thoughts on it tonight.
Yeah, I think it's well put, Mark. I've got a couple of other speakers.